Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, March 26th, 2026. Yep. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Remember, the trend is your friend, and you can't get it anywhere, any place, but the Trends Journal. Or you could go to the Wall Street Journal or the Taylor Paper Record. We're giving you what nobody else is giving you in the world. You look at the comments of the people that subscribe. So subscribe to the Trends Journal, because the more subscribers we have, the more we can do to change the world in a positive place. The media runs the world. And you got six companies in America that run the whole gang of what they call journalism. It's not journalism. They're prostitutes. The media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. We give you the facts. Nobody gives you trends. They don't know how to do it. Anyway, the markets. What happened today? Let's see. Oh, the Dow was down 450 points, pressured by rising oil prices and doubts over Iran negotiations. Oh, that was then. What happened? Well, the S&P, it was down only 1.74%. And the NASDAQ was down only about 2.38%. Oh, it's in correction territory, down more than 10% from its high. Correction territory, all right? 10 more down, it goes into bear territory. The Dow, it was only down almost 469 points. Brent crude, up 5.66%, $108 a barrel. Yep. Speaking about the recent performance in oil prices, President Donald Trump says he thinks the surge, as well as the pressure seen in the broader markets, was not as bad as he expected. It's all going to come back down to where it was, probably lower, he said, regarding oil. You know what that is. It's Trump shit. Get rid of the word bullshit. Anyway, earlier today, Trump said on Truth Social post that Iran, you ready? Better get serious soon before it's too late. Because once that happens, there's no, in all caps, turning back. And it won't be pretty. He also labeled Iran negotiators as very difficult and, quote, strange. Oh, yeah, hey, Gary Kushner, he ain't strange. Jerkoff Witkoff, hey, he ain't strange. They're strange. Claiming, you ready? They were, quote, begging the U.S. to make a deal and end the now four-week war. Again, more presidential reality show.
That was bullshit.
That was Trump shit. All right. Now, that's when the markets were still open. Just, it went on the air now. Headline. Trump says talks with Iran going very well. Pushes off ultimatum until April 6th. The markets are going down. Gold is going down. How many fucking times can he do this in front of everybody's eyes? And don't forget, keep swallowing that Trump shit. Hey, let's go back to last Saturday, all right? I'm going to give him 48 hours. 48 hours. If they don't do anything in 48 hours, I'm going to blow up the energy all over the place, all right? What happened? Brent crude went to $112 a barrel. What did he do Monday morning? Well, I'm extending that 48 hours to 5 more days. All right? All right? Bullshit after fucking bullshit after fucking Trump shit day after day after day. Don't believe me? Here. Trump says everything's been knocked out in Iran. Yep. Oh, that was March 3rd. President Donald Trump said that Israeli strikes and U.S. strikes, quote, had knocked out most of Iran's military. Yep. Just about everything's been knocked out. They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. It's been knocked out. The radar's been knocked out. Yep. And again, back then he said, based on the way the negotiation was going, I think Iran were going to attack first. And I didn't want that to happen. I think like shit. It's my opinion. As we said, shove your opinion up your ass. You don't start wars based on opinion. Show us the facts. All right? On Friday, President Donald Trump was asked by Fox News Radio Brian Kilmeade when the war will end, to which President Trump said, when I feel it in my bones. Could you believe this shit? It's Trump shit. Yeah. March 15th. Today's the 26th. U.S. officials predict quick end to Iran war. All right? Yeah. President Donald Trump threatened more strikes on Iran's main oil export over the weekend and said he was not ready to strike a deal to end the war. We have never asked for a ceasefire, and we have never asked for even negotiations. That's what the Iranians said. Yep. What else? Just giving you the facts here. March 14th. Now remember, hit that like and subscribe to our videos because we're getting blacklisted. People don't like, we don't like my language. No, fuck off. You like killing people? Oh, so out of the news, the slaughter of the Palestinians in Gaza. Shh, don't talk about genocide, you anti-Semite. Oh, only over, now it's about 1.3 million people have been thrown out of Lebanon by Israel and are bombing the shit out of it. God gave them that land. It's in the good book, chapter 6, section 8. I forgot. Trump says many countries will send warships to Hormuz amid Iran blockade. Yep. Writing on Truth Social, Trump said nations, especially those affected by Iran's attempted closure of the strait, would be sending warships in conjunction with the United States of America to keep the straits open, naming China, France, Japan, South Korea, and the United Kingdom among those you hope we contribute, all right?
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
Total fucking lies, one after another, to regulate the markets. You ready for this one? This is March 4th. Trump said any potential next leader of Iran just ends up dead. Their leadership is rapidly going. Everyone that wants to be a leader ends up dead. Their missiles are being wiped out rapidly. Oh, yeah? Oh, their missiles are being wiped out? No, they're not. It's bombs away over Israel, but you don't report that. Oh, and how about all those naval bases? Now they're saying the bases, not the naval, the military bases that the U.S. has in the Middle East, they're saying that they're working remotely to soldiers and they're in hotels. The missiles, the launchers are being wiped out. Yep. The president said assaults in Iran will continue for up to 4 or 5 weeks. We've got 1 week left. Yep. It's a great display of military strength. Yep. Okay, on to the markets. Good news. Again, they're doing this to rig the markets. U.S. import prices rise by most in 4 years. What are you talking about? All right, I put down inflation. All right, what are you talking about? Services led slowdown in U.S. business activity growth. Yep. One after another. Eurozone Purchasing Manager Index falls to lowest level since May. Happy days are here again. This was great. Great. Dubai's empty malls deal blow to luxury sector. The luxury sector is all going down already. It's in your Trends Journal week after week, month after month, year after year. We've been writing about this. And now you look what's going on here. Bloomingdale's sales fell 45%. Mall of Ametrius contains blah, 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 declined 57%. One after another. Other thing down 60%. Yep. Tourism, they're saying tourism down. They're losing $600 million a day. This thing is global, the effects that it's doing. Energy prices soaring, people going broke, inflation going up. Hey, but we're going to end the war. Hey, how about why did he say he was going to end the war? Was it April 10th? How about April 1st? Because it's April Fool's Day. It would be the perfect day you should have said it was going to end. April Fool's Day. This is CNBC. How the Iran war could crush U.S. housing recovery. And it's not just about mortgage rates. Yep. People are going down, man. Interest rates are going up. I'm going back to the markets. Bitcoin's flattening out at that $69,000 a coin range. Gold is down today like $127. And they're saying it's going down because inflation's going up. It's total fucking bullshit. That's not why it's going down. It's going down because people have pulling out of their markets, the money out of the markets. They need the dough to cover their losses. End of story. Again, I began buying gold back in the late 1970s. You know what your interest rates were back then? Like almost like 7%. Double to what they are now. No, inflation drives up gold prices. Yeah, if they bring interest rates back to like, 12%, yeah, then you're going to start seeing, then it becomes real because then people invest in treasuries. But that ain't happening. And Trump ain't going to let that happen because he wants to see the equity markets go up. So he's going to do everything he can. When gold was spiking, interest rates back in 1978, 6.7% in 78, 79 December, 13.78. When it peaked at $150 an ounce in January 1980, 13.82%. So what's this bullshit about high interest rates now? Totally, totally bullshit. And then interest rates went up to over 19%. And that's what brought gold prices down. I bought 300 ounces of gold back then. I had to sell most of it, But anyway, that's when I began looking at the markets and what was going on. Recession odds climb on Wall Street as economy shows cracks beneath the surface. Cracks beneath the surface is right in front of your fucking eyes. It's not stagflation. It's dragflation, declining economic growth, and rising inflation. And this is an article out of the New York Times. Young degree holders are facing grimmest prospects for employment years. Yeah, no shit. Tumbling gold prices. Yep. This is what they say. Tumbling gold prices puts haven status in doubt. Now, they do go on to admit over here that this guy from the German bank said liquidating profitable bullion positions to cover margin calls. It's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. And governments that are going down as the economy is going down, they're selling gold too. We're very bullish on gold and silver. Precious metals is the way. Lagarde says central bank ready to raise rates. Okay, raise rates. As the economy's going down, it's going to bring it into dragflation because raising rates is not going to bring down inflation, not when oil prices are spiking. And other prices are spiking because oil prices are spiking. We went on the air. A gallon of gas in the United States now is almost $4. Almost $4 a gallon.
Hey, go back to my State of the Union address, all right? $2.30 in most states.
It was $2.92. But when Trump says $2.30, it's just another day of Trump.
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
This is hurting people. The prices are going up all along. This is driving prices up like crazy. The worst is yet to come. Manufacturing is flat. All right? In survey. Yeah. Ayers puts 5% cap on private credit fund redemptions. Ayers Management has limited withdrawals from one of its marquee private credit funds, pitched to wealthy individuals, as redemptions surged 11.6% in the first quarter. The $623 billion investment group said it capped redemptions at 5%. I want my money back. You only get 5%, all right? All right? This is Financial Times, which, by the way, is one of the better newspapers out there for information, particularly in the financial world. Bank plans platform for digital case use. The world is going digital. United States is going digital. From dirty cash to digital trash, so they know everything you got.
Hey, now we got a digital coin. It's worth a lot more money than the dollar. So we just got rid of our debt level.
That now they're saying even Fortune came out with it, like it's $143 trillion, not $39 or $38 trillion. Again, when you put Social Security and other government expenses in, we've been saying this for how many years? And one after another, the bigs are getting bigger. Berkshire to acquire stake in Tokio Marine. Apollo agrees to acquire Nippon Sheet Glass. SK hints to buy $8 billion of blah, blah, blah. Danone to buy $1.2 billion for nutrition startup. Gilead nears $2 billion takeover of biotech. Trophy Assets Diego sells IPL franchise to consortium, only for $1.8 billion. Yep. Again, one after another, the bigs are getting bigger. The bigs are getting bigger. And everybody else is getting poorer. Merck buys cancer biotech for $5.7 billion. So, Trump again. The Iranian negotiators are very difficult and strange. They are begging us to make a deal. This is today before we came out with the bullshit tonight, which they should be doing since they have been military obliterated. Total fucking lie. With zero chance of comeback. Total fucking lie. And yet they publicly state they are only looking at our proposal. All quotes. Wrong. They better get serious soon before it's too late, because once that they get there, have no turning back. It won't be pretty. All right? Lies like shit right in front of your eyes. Now we say, hey, we're making a deal. We'll give it to April 10th. They're doing this to prop up the markets. Iran is not going to make a deal unless they get what they want. And again, the details of what they want are in your Trends Journal. They want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it because they figure they'll be killed by their own people. They're also afraid they'll be killed by us, Trump said. Again, more Trump shit. You ready? This is from Press TV today. He said all their missiles are destroyed. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard has announced the launch of the 82nd wave of retaliatory operations against invading U.S.-Israeli coalition using different types of missiles and drones. All right? So who's lying? Who's lying? Iran military leaders brush aside Trump's deal claim. That was yesterday. Yep. Remember this one?
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
Well, you decide. This was Trump on March 7th. President Trump declared Friday that there was, quote, no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender, all in caps. All right? That was March 7th. What, almost 3 weeks ago? NATO chief Root riles Europe by backing Trump over war. This little arrogant fucking piece of scum shit, a little arrogant scumbag. Yep, the NATO general, secretary general. Hey, fuckface, go over there and fight. Go over there and fight. Fuck you, I'm not going to fight. We'll send other people to go fight. Yep. He said Trump is only doing what he is doing this to make the world safe. Can you believe it? It's only logical that European countries take a couple of weeks to come together. Yep. Power grid hit would be war crime, experts say. When Trump said last Saturday that if they didn't make a deal within 48 hours, if Iran doesn't fully open without threat, the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours from the exact point of this time, the United States will have hit, obliterate their various power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Those are all in caps. All right. A total fucking lie. He said, if Iran doesn't fully open without threat, the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours from this exact point of time. That was Saturday. And then he lied. I'm giving him 5 more days. Now we're going to give him 10 more days. All right? All right? So shut up, Salenti. Yep. Human Rights Watch said that it's a war crime. Because you'd be spreading poison all over the place. Yeah, they say Trump is openly threatening a war crime, said Kenneth Roth, a former executive director of Human Rights Watch. And people aren't saying anything because they're numb to it. 100% correct. People lost all their balls. And then 82,000 civilian units damaged or destroyed by U.S.-Israeli strikes. The Iran Red Crescent Society said Tuesday that the U.S. and Israeli strikes have damaged or destroyed more than 82,000 civilian units in Iran. 1,500 civilians have been killed, and the strikes hit energy infrastructure. Oh, poison, but that's okay. Israel used white phosphorus to scorch earth in South Lebanon, researchers say. Right? Scorched earth, poison, nobody cares. Yep. Show white phosphorus munitions exploding over southern Lebanon. Killed over over a million people have been forced to leave. Israel plans to control part of South Lebanon. But let's go to the front page of today's Wall Street Journal, and this is why you subscribe. Look at this. Look at this. This lady gets one of these new religious things. Look at the costumes. Go to the toilet paper record. Look at these fucking costumes. Look at these Halloween costumes. Hey, how come all your religions, hey, you're doing your little dance with your costumes on? How come you're not out there for peace? Where are all your religions? Bunch of phonies. Look at the costumes. Saudi prince said to urge U.S. to continue Iran war. The prince. Shove this prince of royal family shit up your ass. Prince. Oh, I forgot. Jared Kushner got $2 billion from Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry. I forgot. Hey, I'm doing a hedge fund or whatever. I'm doing $2 billion. He's looking for $5 billion now. Epstein acted as fixer for billionaire friend. Big article. Yep. Again, go back before the war started. Epstein files. Department of Justice may have withheld FBI interviews with Trump accuser, Representative Garcia says. For the last few weeks, oversight Democrats have been investigating the FBI's handling of allegations of a 2019 sexual assault on a minor made against President Donald Trump by a survivor. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. We warned you about this. And again, as I said, you look at these guys, this guy Black, Gates, Trump, this Botstein over there. Look at these guys. As we'd say in the Bronx back in the day, yeah, the Botstein, look at this guy. These guys couldn't get laid in a whorehouse with a fistful of $10 bills. Now you're looking at the money. They get hundreds of thousands, if not millions, to get laid. I mean, what chick would want to fuck them without getting a lot of dough? Meta and Google libel over children's mental health. Yep. There you got it. This is some of your news. Much more. Check out the interview I did yesterday with Salenti and the judge. And please support us because we're supporting you. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more subscribers we have, the more we could do to help change the world in a better way. Because the prostitute media is doing everything they are doing to brainwash the people. And again, you look at the facts, we're helping you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these dangerous times ahead. The facts are all there. We called it like nobody else has. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.